Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. I get to visit this morning with Dustin Miller. He's owner of Kaufman Seeds. And Dustin, I just don't think a lot of people realize that harvest is a stressful time for them. But for a person like yourself that is a seed producer, it's even more difficult. And I'll just say because of the cleaning.
You're right, Kyle. Yeah, we spend a lot of time cleaning machines, walking fields, cleaning grain bins, getting prepared for harvest, and it is very stressful. We spend a lot of hours just like farmers do out in the fields, keeping up with combines, getting trucks unloaded, making sure that we keep everything separate and clean between varieties. It's a stressful time, a lot of hours. This is the most important time, though, to prepare for a good year for making seed for everybody.
You know, last year, you probably had plenty of bins to put the crop in. And this year, I suspect you're hustling for bins.
You're correct, yes. Last year, we did have a number of bins open. Harvest across the state here in South Central Kansas was fairly slim. This year, it's not so much. We are seeing some close to record yields for some guys. Many farmers that we work with are telling me that best crop they've ever had. And so, yeah, bins are tight. It's a little stressful there also, making sure we have places to go with everything.
Well, and of course, you have machines that can increase the quality of the seed by cleaning it and grading it. But this year, I bet what's coming in is pretty good.
Test weights are great. Quality looks really good. The color of the seed so far, we've missed most rains. We're kind of on tap here for rains coming in. Yeah, quality is really nice this year. And, yes, we do. We run across our cleaners, get the foreign material out, the small pieces and the pieces of chaff and head. Yeah, it's looking like it's going to be a pretty good year from that standpoint, too.
You know, as I walked in here, you were talking to someone about crabgrass, and it's just amusing to me, on top of everything else that you're having to do on harvest and gather the crop for this fall, you sell a lot of different seeds to a large area.
We do. It is always kind of interesting that we spend a lot of time cleaning things like crabgrass out of the fields, and then we turn around and guys who run cattle, they're here to get some more to be able to bale and to graze on. And yeah, every operation takes a little bit of different needs.
Well, and seed treatments anymore are a big part of your business.
Seed treatments are, yes. We've run a lot of seed treatments on both beans and wheat. Corn usually comes treated. Even some of the crabgrass and like teff grass come with different coatings every now and then. There's a lot of technology that's in seed that's new and very beneficial.
About how many more days, weeks will it be before your harvest is in?
Depending on rain, I hope that we'll wrap up here middle of next week, another 10 days. It's kind of what the expectations, but you know, we work around whatever we need to make sure it happens.
That's Dustin Miller. He is the owner of Kaufman Seeds. We're just south of Hutchinson, Kansas. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.